forever like this. And the point is this, I think sometimes we either miss the mark or we forget about it completely, but when God saves us, when he forgives us of our sins, and he'll meet us wherever we are, but he doesn't want us to stay there. He has come to make the old new, to take the sinful and make it sinless, to the defeated to victorious, the weak to strong. It's no longer all about me, but it's all about him. He changes condemnation to justification. And that's the good news that we want to share with people. That's why we're doing this Hoosier One campaign, if you will. I mean, there's a lot of election things going on, a lot of campaigns. day. And they had him nailed on the cross. Some of the things that he said was, Father, forgive them, but they don't know what they're doing. The very ones that were torturing him, the very ones that were bringing that punishment against him, the very ones who were hurting him, Jesus was praying for. So I'm sure that we could pray for those of us, those friends of ours that love us and care for us and watch over us. So be like him. A message of hope. You know, there are more than we realize that are right here in our county who need a word of hope. They need a word of encouragement because they don't have it anyplace else. And as I shared Friday morning, it's not a hope that's wishful thinking. It's a hope that's a blessed assurance that God has given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, we can witness to our neighbor. We can witness to our coworker. We can witness to our friend. We can witness to an acquaintance. Paul said this to the Romans. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Paul is not ashamed. I am not ashamed. And I trust that you are not ashamed of Jesus and His words. Now this is a day visit, and I'll tell you that. This is not found in Scripture. This is just what I think. And so you can do with it whatever you want. But this is what I think. I think that those who claim to be Christian and do not share their faith with others are not ashamed of that faith, but what they're ashamed of is the life they're living because it doesn't match what their faith says it is. Listen to what God's Word has to say. If you're able to stand with me, we're going to look at just five verses this morning. John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46 and 49, and then Matthew 13, 45 and 46. This is what John wrote. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him in whom Jesus in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. And then 49. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, you are the son of God. You are the king of Israel. And then in Matthew, Jesus said this, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Father God, we love you. We know that you love us, and I thank you for that. I pray, God, that you would just give us that desire, that burning desire to share your love with others, to share our faith with others, to help and be instrumental in leading someone to come to know you in a personal way, that they too would be able to spend eternity with you in heaven like we do. I pray, God, that you would speak to us during these next few moments that we have together. Encourage us, Father. Challenge us if we need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. In order for us to be like Jesus, to have and to share our faith in the gospel, to be used by Him and to be used for Him, and to adhere to His great commission, there are a few things that we have to do. These are some musts. These are things that God expects of us. This is the things that God has commanded us to do. Now, I tell you, I believe in that membership has its privileges. Okay? As a member of God's family, we are privileged to live eternally surrounded by His glory. No matter where we are, He is there with us. As a member of His family, we are privileged to be victorious over death, hell, and the grave. That nothing can hold us down for long. In fact, when we take our last breath and we close our eyes for the last time here, we are going to be instantly in God's presence with Jesus Christ forever. As a member of His family, we are privileged to know and claim all of His wonderful promises. And there are lots of them right here. We just got to read it and know it and apply it. And then claim those things. God said it, I believe it. As a member of His family, we are privileged to gospel message. That is the Great Commission. Again, go ye therefore into all the world and preach to every living creature to share our faith. As a member of his family, we are responsible to attend, to support, and otherwise be part of God's church ministries. He wants us to be involved. He doesn't want us to sit back and watch. He wants us to take part in things, to do things, to help with things. As a member of his family, we are responsible to set the example for others and not to be a stumbling block to them. And as a member of his family, we are responsible to be living sacrifices unto him. Now, I could spend our rest of our time up here, which is, my goodness, 11 minutes left. It may be longer than that. But I want to get back to the message. The importance of what? In our text, we see what it means to be faithful, what it means to be obedient, what it means to be more like Jesus Christ. The first thing I want to point out to you is that we need to commit to being a delivering witness. Now, this will require intentionality. It just won't happen. We've got to be on purpose about this. We've got to be on purpose about sharing our faith. We've got to be on purpose about living a life that's pleasing to Jesus Christ. It starts with, in that first verse, in verse 45, it says, Philip found Nathanael. He found him. Why? Because he was looking for him. And he was looking for him because he had great news to share with his brother. Are you looking? Are you looking for one that you could share your faith with? Are you looking for one that you could tell them about Jesus Christ? Are you looking for someone maybe who's down and out or up and out? And you can encourage them and let them know that Jesus loves them by demonstrating your love for them? It takes maturity to do that. We need to be spiritually mature to be a disciple maker, to be able to witness to Jesus, to witness about Jesus, to persevere on our mission. Because some people are going to tell us nothing. Now, have you ever wondered, why was Philip looking for Nathanael? What was this great news that he wanted Nathanael to hear? It was the same great news that all Christians have heard. It's the same message today that we want to share with those who do not know Jesus Christ just yet. Listen to what John wrote in verse 45. We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote. This one individual who for thousands of years people have talked about, people have told us are coming, he is finally here. And Philip wanted to share that with Nathanael. He loved him so much he wanted him to know Jesus Christ as well. The one that they've read about, the one of promise, the very Messiah that was prophesied throughout all the ages, is here. I want you to know him. It's none other than Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with him? For all of us who do, and I trust all of us do, one of the things that we must do is commit to being a deliberate witness. And once we do, and that's what Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, they all want us to do, then we can do the second thing, and that is number two. Philip obeyed. He deliberately went to his brother and told him about the Messiah. Now again, will everyone believe? Will everyone follow in Jesus' steps? Will everyone be glad that you told them about Jesus? Taken from my experience, the answer is no. I've had doors shut in my face. I've had people tell me mind my own business. I've had people not believe what I've shared. But in our text, Nathanael asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, in case you haven't noticed, pessimism is still prevalent today. People are not trusting. People are not open. People rather suffer in silence. And here's some things that we can do to change that. Each disciple, each Christ follower, each church member, invite an unchurched person to breakfast or lunch or dinner and share your faith with them.